Gaza residents chant against Hamas following torture. Murder of young Gazan for protesting terror group. By Joshua Klein on March 30, 2025. A 22-year-old Gazan was reportedly abducted, tortured, and murdered by Hamas's Al-Qassam brigades for his participation in anti-Hamas protests. According to statements from his family, who condemned the terrorist group as a sinful, rogue faction. The incident, believed to have occurred in recent days in the Gaza Strip, has sparked a wave of public outcry and rare anti-Hamas protests. Graphic video footage circulating online allegedly shows Odai al-Rabi's mutilated body and thousands of Gazans participating in his funeral, chanting, "Out, out, out! Hamas out! And in spirit and blood we'll redeem you, Odai." The victim's family issued a scathing video statement, blaming members of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, for torturing Rabi with hard tools and dragging his body before returning it to the family home. "They killed him treacherously," the family said, calling for justice and vowing not to rest until the perpetrators are punished. Rabi was described as a devout Muslim who fasted Ramadan, prayed, and read the Quran. The family appealed to the international community and human rights organizations to support the people of Gaza in the face of Hamas's rule. Online backlash to Rabi's killing has widened divisions inside Gaza. One prominent blogger decried the act, writing that Odai survived Merkava tanks and F-16 missiles for over a year. Yet, in the end, was killed by the very group claiming to defend him. Pro-Hamas voices on social media, however, defended the killing, accusing Rabi of treason and alleging, without evidence, that he was an Israeli collaborator. "The resistance kills only Zionists and traitors," one user claimed, while others said Rabi was certainly a spy responsible for the deaths of Hamas fighters. The matter comes as the IDF expands its military campaign and as Gazans continue to demonstrate throughout the coastal enclave carrying white flags and chanting anti-Hamas slogans, while calling for peace, press coverage, and the release of Israeli hostages. The scenes have marked some of the largest and most open protests against the terrorist organization since the start of the war with Israel in October 2023. Historically, Hamas has responded to anti-government protests with swift and often violent crackdowns. The Iran-backed terror group, which seized control of Gaza in 2007, is designated a foreign terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. These latest protests, however, signal growing desperation among ordinary Gazans, many of whom now appear willing to speak out despite the risks. As one protester questioned, "How can we remain steadfast when we're dying and bleeding?" Meanwhile, President Trump's renewed vision for Gaza, entailing voluntary resettlement and economic revival, has gained traction, with polls showing more than half of Gazans expressing a desire to leave. As Hamas struggles to maintain control and protesters demand change from within, the stage is being set for a historic shift in the region's future. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.